The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mo Khan, Chief Executive Officer of Open Orphan, ORPH. His ticker there. Mo, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Justin.
Yeah, and you've released two bits of news today. We're talking about a contract and, of course, talking about an appointment of Liberin. So let's discuss that, because some confusion, apparently, out there on the appointment of Liberin as your nomad and suggestion that, I don't know where it's come from, a potential delisting. Can you clarify the situation here, please, Mo?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, there has been some confusion in the media with regards to us having some plans to delist, and I can confirm that that's not true. So we have no plans to delist. We are currently working with Liberum to complete the due diligence following their appointment as a nominated advisor to the company Open Orphan, and we hope to complete that due diligence in due course. The wording that we included in the announcement that came out, I think, on the 28th of April, announcing the appointment of Liberum as a new nomad, was standard wording for all former clients of Arden Partners who were our previous nomad. And because we had to make that change of nomad in a relatively short period, we need to make that announcement as part of AIM regulations. As you probably know already, that Arden Partners were acquired by the Ince Group and effectively could no longer act as a nominated advisor for us. So we have made that change, and we're currently undergoing due diligence by Liberum, and we hope to have that completed in next couple of weeks and hopefully get them on board as a new nomad. So just to reiterate, the media reports regarding our delisting are not correct.
Yeah, okay, excellent stuff. So let's talk about this new contract then. You signed a substantial virus manufacturing contract with a top five global pharma client. Give us a bit more detail, if you could, Mo.
Yeah, so this is truly good news in the fact that we are adding a new challenge agent to our portfolio of challenge agents. The manufacturing of the challenge agent has already started and will be completed before Q3 of this year. So we expect to recognize the full revenue this year. And we are very optimistic that this will be followed by the characterization or the dosing study and then a challenge study. So for us, it's a key investment from a client, shows their confidence in our preclinical and manufacturing capabilities, and then hopefully will lead on to the larger dosing study and also the challenge studies. And I think this has highlighted the fact that conducting the COVID challenge studies, which was published in Nature in March, has shown us to be a great advantage for the company, and that the fact that we can follow that up now with more challenge agent manufacturing that we're funding through a global pharma is really good news for us.
Yeah, and this is an existing client. Are you seeing more repeat business from your big, pharma clients post-pandemic, Mo?
No, you hit the nail on the head there, Justin, absolutely. So this is an existing client. As you know, I think I've announced before, we're currently working with five of the top 10 global pharma, and this is a repeat client that we have worked with before on challenge studies as well as other services. We are continuing to increase the number of pharma studies we're working on, the number of indications and challenge agents. And I think the fact that we continue to perform and get this repeat business shows again that the quality of work we're delivering to time and to cost. And we hope to continue with this company, especially as we move forward into the characterization and then the challenge study.
Yeah, that's really marvelous stuff. Okay, Mo, if you could, as always, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Open Orphan to their watch list, please.
Well, as you know, we are the world leader in challenge studies with regards to conducting the number of studies, the number of patients. So we've conducted 60 studies, over 3,000 patients. We have one of the largest patient and volunteer database in the world. We have got the largest portfolio of challenge agents. So if there was any pharma or biotech thinking about doing challenge studies, they will come to us first, without doubt. So I think those are the key reasons why we feel that Open Orphan both is challenge study core business in hVIVO as well as the early clinical development consulting group, Venn Life Sciences, are the key reason why this company will continue to grow.
Excellent stuff. Mo, good to chat to you. And no doubt we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.